All right, we have kind of, I think, a special guest to close out the stories for the night. This guy coming up is, I think, one of the coolest people I've ever met. Let's run it down. He is a stand-up comedian, accomplished stand-up comedian. He's a college professor. He writes professionally for the website Comic Vine, which I am super jealous of because I wish I could get paid to do that. And most recently, I'm sure you guys have all seen the girl in a comic shop video. This fella coming up took down the asshole who was criticizing us for putting it up there. So without further ado, Matt Elfring, everybody. He might tell a story, he might tell some jokes, he might do both, whatever.
So I have two stories, because I've been thinking. I gotta tell stories. I don't want to tell jokes. Like, people have heard my jokes. They suck. Okay, Comic Vine flies me out to San Diego every year. It's the, I don't want to brag, it's the best fucking thing ever. Like, I love it so much. Like, I work 12-hour days, like, I sit in panels, and I write down, like, what Grant Morrison says, and I just kind of giggle and applaud to myself. But at night, we get really drunk, because there's just, you gotta get drunk while you're there. I was at Hotel Indigo, which was the fancy hotel, this past year, because we got upgraded. And I'm sitting down at the bar with the marketing manager of Whiskey Media, and Whiskey runs all these websites. And we're hitting on the bartender a lot, and we're just getting hammered, and we're talking about, you know, how are we going to get this site better? How are we going to, you know, get more people on this site? And I see a guy in a sailor suit walk down with a girl, and I'm just like, yeah, look at that guy in a sailor suit, man. Look at that guy. It turns around, it's David Arquette. I'm like, oh. That's David Arquette, man. Like, oh man, should we get him to come, like, drink with us? We want to drink with David Arquette? And he's like, no, let's not drink with David Arquette. I'm like, no, I'm going to get David Arquette to come over here. I'm like, hey, David Arquette. And he turns around, and in my mind, I'm like, don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. And the only thing that came to mind was, get away from me, you eight-legged freaks. He walked away pretty quick. Like, it was either that or the other thing in my head was like, I loved it when you won the WCW championship. That was really great. He didn't drink with it. LL Cool J drank with my boss that night, though, which kind of pissed me off. So they flew me out to San Francisco, where the company's based out of, 2 years ago, to do like a live internet show. We were going to, you know, go through, you know, talk about comics, interview people, do those great stuff. And, you know, throughout the afternoon, we did all that. Who cares about what actually happened? After the show, we're brought outside to this giant block party out in, like, the television district of San Francisco. And I was talking to the camera guy, and he's like, oh, come over here, man. We got this camera. We're just going to videotape some stuff going over the night, and then we're all going to make a DVD of it, and we're just going to watch it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm like, that's great. Like, when is he going to turn it on? I'll turn it on now. And as soon as he starts turning it on, I'm like doing like Hulkamania promos, like, you better watch out, Macho Man, like shit like that. And I'll walk away and I'll come back and, you know, I'll be like, Undertaker, you gotta, and like, I do this for 5 hours. Like, and increasingly I'm getting drunk because it's all free alcohol if you work for the company. So I'm just like, I'm pissed drunk at the end of the night. It's just like Tatanka. I went to the hotel kind of that night. I got carried to the hotel room that night. And I checked my email, and I've got about 40 messages from people from Comic Vine. And they're all like, what were you doing tonight? You were retarded. What are you talking about? The video was streamed to 60,000 to 70,000 people online. There was a thread on Giant Bomb called, who's this fat fag chubby fag? Like, there's animated GIFs online of me doing this. That's the most embarrassing shit that's ever happened to me. I just bought a house with my girlfriend. I'm from the suburbs. I used to be from the city, but I moved to the suburban life so I could have the wife and the kid and all that shit. I had this horrible, like, nightmare, like, as we first moved in, that would not get laid anymore. Like, that was my number one fear. It wasn't like, you know, you've got to paint the fence or you've got to, like, build a garage. It was like that. I'm not going to have sex anymore. Because when I had my own apartment, like, I got laid a decent amount. It was about, I'm going to put it about here. It was a good amount. And then when I moved back to my parents after college, it was like up here. Like, it was awesome. Like, when I lived with my parents, it was like a non-stop train of vagina straight to my penis. But like, I thought like when I was gonna move in with my when I was gonna get our own house that like the train would derail. And then there would be a toxic spill, and the conductor would be like, "We have to reroute the train to masturbation in the showerville." And so I came up with this pretty, like, so the lower your standard of living, the more sex you have. That was just my theory. And keeping in that, if that's true, then being homeless should be fucking awesome. Oh, hello there. Are you homeless? Oh, me too. Let's go in the park under this bridge and engage in coitus for everyone to see in front of the children and the families. Be a delightful event on a Sunday afternoon in Grant Park. Won't it? Homeless people are British, right? Yeah. I'll tell a comic book store story, I guess, because does anybody else like work in a comic book store? So I still work at the comic book store. I don't know why, because I have like six other jobs, and I just cannot let go of this. Like, this was my childhood dream, was to work in a comic book store, and now I hate it. I hate everything about it. I wish like I was dead the entire day at work. But we close at 5:00, and I was locking up one afternoon. You know, I lock the door and start counting out the register, and I hear like a knock on the door. It's like I turn around. There's like this like older version of me, skinnier, balder, and he's just like, hey, I gotta get my books. I'm like, no, it's 5:00. I really want to go home. And he pulls out his watch. He's like, my clock says 4:56. I'm sorry, like my clock says 5. Like, peace the fuck out. And he walks away and he turns around. And he's just like, you haven't seen the last of me. That's like a fucking supervillain, right? You give him like a helmet and a cape, and you call him the Timeskeeper. Watch out for this LCD watch with calculator functions. There was another guy very, very recently who it was very hard for me not to hit him with like the just pick up the register and hit him on the head with it. I was doing my normal thing of working and counting out books and all that jazz. And I get to the front, and the guy comes up to the counter, and he's like, oh, can you help with something? He's like, I did, but you didn't help me. Like, you just got in here, I'm sorry. He's just like, let me tell you something. You just lost a $60 sale. Okay, all right. He's like, I mean, you work here for a living. That's pretty pathetic. I'm like, I guess it is, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way. About me working here. It's like, you know, the customer is always right, too, right? I'm like, yeah, it's great, man. I should have formulated this story a little bit better in my head. Let's let the silence carry out. My last name is Elfring, which is kind of like branding me a nerd for like since I was born. Like, there's no way around. Like, it's one when I was born, they should have been like, you're gonna star in Willow. Like, just go on. And there's no way around that name. Like growing up, like, I wasn't like a nerd until like people started picking on me for being a nerd. They're like, I bet you like Star Wars. I'm like, I haven't seen that movie, but I bet I would like it because you're punching me in the face. It didn't help during high school. Like, it helps now, I guess, because people are like, hey, are you the dork with that dork name? Like, yeah, that's cool. But I want to get out of that. I've been thinking about changing my name a lot. I want something that's powerful, uplifting, awesome. So I'm thinking about Matt Awesome Sex. That's a pretty good name. I skipped a huge part of that bit. I think that's it. I think I'm going to be done.